This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. Tornadoes and severe weather swept across large sections of the country overnight. Deaths have been reported, and there is significant damage in parts of Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. Winchester is one of the areas hardest hit. Indiana State Police Superintendent Doug Carter says teams are beginning to survey the destruction this morning.
We don't know the extent of the damage on the south end of town. We do know that there have been some buildings and homes that have been completely destroyed.
At least two deaths have been reported in Ohio. LGBTQ and anti-bullying supporters in Oklahoma are protesting over the death of Nex Benedict. The teenager, who identified as non-binary, died after a fight at school in February. The medical examiner ruled it a suicide. Lionel Ramos with member station KOSU reports on demonstrations outside of the state capitol.
The demonstrators blamed state lawmakers for passing legislation targeting trans youth. Diana Letkeman was among them. She is a Navy veteran and a trans woman who turned out carrying a rainbow pride umbrella in one hand and a trans pride flag in the other. She says state lawmakers should look to the U.S. Constitution.
I took an oath to protect and defend it as well as they did. So you respect our rights as much as you respect your rights.
President Biden says parents and schools, quote, must take reports of bullying seriously. He is calling on the nation to commit to addressing high suicide rates among non-binary and transgender children in Nex Benedict's memory. Benedict died last month, the day after a confrontation with other students in a school bathroom. For NPR News, I'm Lionel Ramos in Oklahoma City.
Officials at TikTok say they are gearing up for a legal battle as a bill to ban the video sharing app moves through Congress. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, Congress courts have blocked previous attempts to restrict access to TikTok in the U.S.
Backers of the House bill say forcing TikTok's owner to sell the app from its China-based parent company is about conduct, not content. But legal scholars say shutting down a social media platform will ignite a debate in courts over the balance between free speech and national security. Jamil Jaffer leads the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University.
Restricting Americans' right to access information or ideas or a media platform from abroad implicates the First Amendment. There's really no dispute about that.
Jaffer says if the bill does become law, the government will have to show in court what evidence it has to justify a mass suppressing of online speech. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
President Biden is hosting Ireland's prime minister at the White House today. Biden will hold bilateral meetings with Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. Ireland has strongly opposed the war in Gaza and U.S. support for Israel. The visit is also part of the White House annual St. Patrick's Day celebration. This is NPR News. The Biden administration is imposing new sanctions on two Israeli outposts in the occupied West Bank for violence against Palestinians. The Treasury Department also added three individual Israeli nationalists to that list. State Department spokesman Matt Miller says they are undermining peace and stability in the region.
It is critical that Israel take additional action to stop settler violence and hold accountable those responsible for it. Not just for the sake of the victims of this violence, but for Israel's own security and standing in the world.
This is the second round of U.S. sanctions on Israeli settlers. Hamas has issued a new ceasefire proposal in its war with Israel. Israel's security cabinet is meeting today to discuss it. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is hosting the leaders of France and Poland today in Berlin to discuss how to reignite support for Ukraine. As Esme Nicholson reports, the meeting aims to send Moscow a message of European unity.
Olaf Scholz and President Emmanuel Macron remain at odds over how to help Kyiv. While Macron won't rule out sending Western troops to Ukraine, Scholz rejects the idea and refuses to send Germany's Taurus cruise missiles for fear of escalation. Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk's presence at today's meeting is expected to help shift the focus from Franco-German divisions to European solutions for Ukraine.
Esme Nicholson reporting. Voting is beginning in Russia's presidential election. President Vladimir Putin is all but certain to remain in power. I'm Kristen Wright, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.